It's time for CHS Outdoors on K-Country 102.3. It's brought to you by CHS in Elkton. Stay home, they say. Stay 6 feet away, they say. Play outside, they say. For Pete's sake, would someone please make sure Mother Nature gets that memo? Here's our CHS Outdoor forecast. Friday, winter weather advisory. Enough said. Saturday, partly cloudy, temps in the 40s. Sunday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. Maybe a little bit of rain, a little warmer, high in the 50s. Pressure, 30.1 on Friday and Saturday, 29.9 on Sunday. Sunrise, 7:03. Sunsets, around 7:58. The Old Farmer's Almanac says fishing should be good on Saturday and Sunday morning. Saturday's major salooner time, 10 p.m. to 1:02 a.m. If you tuned in for a tip, here you go. Go golfing. No doubt there are plenty of shorelines with open water, but fishing is a no-brainer here at CHS Outdoors. Cool thing, right now golfing's been added to the list of acceptable social distancing activities. Hunting and fishing, of course, are number one and two on the list. Check Facebook for open golf courses in the area and go find your inner tiger. I know Jared Fredericks has been on the river the last couple of days, so let's check in with him and see what's going on. Here's our South Dakota Guided Fishing Report.
Yesterday I was down in Lewis and Clark, and we did okay for some walleyes, and, well, we snagged a few paddlefish and some saugers, too. Seems like that's a pretty good vertical bite, but you got to get there early, and then if you're not a person like me that likes boat-to-boat traffic, you won't like it there because it's a lot of boats. Around here, they are getting some walleyes with waders, but it seems like it's after dark again. Very few during the day. And right at sundown seems like to be the best. I'd imagine we'll have some boats probably in about a week and a half. I know Lake Madison is open now. So anything south of 14 is probably fine. Anything north of 14, anything north of 212, you're probably looking a week or two before we're having the boats. So this weekend's going to be kind of chilly. Just slow that process down. But I think after that, we're going to warm up and we're going to see a lot of them melt off. So good luck, guys. You can find me on Facebook at South Dakota Fishing Guide or also the website, SouthDakotaGuidedFishing.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. If you miss CHS Outdoors, listen to it again at kcountry102.com under my show page or the Listen tab. I'm Brian, and that's CHS Outdoors. Whether you're a farmer, fisherman, or hunter, you'll find some great stories from the outdoors and some of the essentials you need at CHS in Elkton.